Hello everyone, my name is Ryan Blaustein. I'm a master's student at the University of Maryland, and I'd like to talk to you today about a portion of my thesis research. I first want to acknowledge my co-authors, Drs. Yakov Pachevsky, Robert Hill, Shirley McAuliffe, and Daniel Shelton. All right, bacterial pathogens present the leading cause of stream and reservoir impairment in the USA, and many human illness outbreak incidents have been linked to contamination of water supplies by pathogens that had originated on agricultural lands. So simulating the rainfall-induced release of fecal indicator bacteria from land-applied manure, as well as other surrogates of pathogens, is an essential component to microbial fate and transport modeling with regard to water quality and food safety. So the objectives of this experiment were to determine the effect of rainfall intensity on the release of indicator bacteria E. coli, enterococci, total coliforms, and a surrogate tracer, chloride ion, from manure, and then to test the performance of three kinetic-based models describing the observed runoff removal. So dairy cattle manure from a CAFO was applied over Kentucky 31 fescue and soil boxes that had been packed with sandy loam soil and prepared in a hoop house prior to experimentation, as seen in these photographs. A controlled intensity rainfall simulator was used to induce the microbial release at rainfall events of 3, 6, and 9 centimeters per hour. Excuse me. During rainfall, surface runoff and soil leachate samples were collected, and following rainfall, soil was sampled at 0, 2, 5, and 10 centimeter depths. The dependency of cumulative bacteria runoff removal on rainfall depth included a several order of magnitude increase during the first 2 centimeters of rainfall, after which time the release rate drastically decreased and approached zero. Chloride ion also followed a similar release dependency, although the asymptote in this curve approached 1 or 100%, while that of the bacteria only approached about 30%. So the dissolved anion was just about completely leached during rainfall, while most of the bacteria actually remained part of the manure. The model that best described the runoff removal with the lowest root mean squared error and a Keike information criterion was the Bradford-Shiven model, closely followed by the Vadas-Kleinman-Sharpley model, and both of those models actually outperformed the exponential dependence model, which is traditionally used. So although rainfall intensity did not substantially affect the runoff removal kinetic as a dependency on rainfall depth, it had a strong effect on the concentration of bacteria as it moved downward through the soil profile. As rainfall intensity increased, the content of bacteria that moved into the soil decreased, which may be attributed to the formation of a surface seal. And as you go deeper throughout the profile, the concentrations also decrease, attributable to straining. So total release was quantified by the masses of bacteria that were removed in runoff, in soil, and in that had leached through the entire profile. And then the relative amount of release was that amount divided by the total starting mass in the manure applied to the soil boxes. So E. coli had a more total release than enterococci, and please come by my poster to learn more about the release of these bacteria and their transport during these rainfall simulation events. My poster is at station 1443. These results will be used to advance the parameterization and application of microbial runoff removal models, and which is critical for risk assessment of contamination in the environment. Thank you. Any questions? Yes?
Do you have a feel for what the differences are between the different types of bacteria? Is it physical straining or is it chemical reactivity? What's the cause?
Well, the bacteria are physiologically different. E. coli and total coliforms are gram-negative, whereas enterococci is gram-positive. It's also coccidial, so it could have a different activity for its transport relative to the other bacteria.
But you don't know anything about the particle-related transport for any of them separately?
We see that they're released similarly, but somewhat differently, and they're very different from the anion. So.
Any more questions? No? Thank you.
Thank you.